Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. It is time to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by the Sun Sentinel's Chris Perkins. Perk, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm ready to set Omar straight on something, man. Dolphins rushing or something. Is he overhyping Tua? What do I got to
don't
set Omar
do
straight
not
on
start, Perk. Perk, I love a good radio fight. So if there's anything I can do to add a little fuel to this, man, you just let me know.
You love any kind of fight. It's not just radio.
I do.
Yes, you do. Hey, Perk, see, here's the problem that I have. Everybody's talking about everybody's, you know, Mike Florio, they had him on the air on Friday, and Mike Florio questioned whether or not Mike McDaniel is a good head coach or capable of being a head coach, or if he's just a career offensive coordinator. I made the opinion.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of, I've covered a lot of head coaches, as you know, because we've had a lot of them. And we know the ones that are not meant to become head coaches. Joe Philbin was not meant to become a head coach. Adam Gase, Cam Cameron definitely wasn't meant to be a head coach. Brian Flores, I would say he's a head coach. He's just got a lot of cleaning up to do. But I make the argument that Mike McDaniel, he's got head coach presence. He's got charisma. He can present to a room. I don't have an issue with him. Do you think he is a career offensive coordinator?
I think we have to wait and see what Mike is really meant to be. That this, you know, I've got a column that'll come out later today that, look, the Dolphins are on plan B here. Let's not make any mistake. Plan A, winning with veterans, failed. Now they're on plan B, winning with youngsters. Mike could have won with plan A if he would have used the talent differently, if he would have employed more of a run game, if he would have been more of a disciplinarian.
Perk, he had no offensive line to employ a run game. Stop it. Stop it.
He had an offensive line in 2023. You had, Connor Williams, and you had Rob Hunt, and, you know, you had Austin Jackson. I know you had Eichenberg. You had Teron. You had Isaiah Wynn, really, to open the season.
That was a good team in 2023. But then in 2024, especially once they lost Austin Jackson, forget it. You couldn't even run the ball.
No, but you should have had a backup quarterback that year to make it easier when Tua went out. You should have had a run game. So this all gets back on Mike. So getting back to the original question, I think he is head coaching timber. He's just got to make some changes. He's got to tweak his system when necessary. I'm not sure if this one is going to work out as far as, you know, Mike being here for another 4 or 5 years. I do think he will get another job, just like Adam Gase got another job. And I think that I hope that Mike would learn from this experience. I hope Mike learns here in 2025 from the 2022, 2023, and 2024 seasons. I think we'll see with Mike. I kind of think that he is a head coach, but he's got to tweak his system. He's got to make some adjustments. That's really my only thing with Mike, including player empowerment, finding a better quarterback, backup quarterback rather, and incorporating the run game more into his offense.
Chris Perkins here with us from the Sun Sentinel. Perk, you had a column up about the defensive front seven and how they could potentially help the Dolphins get to the playoffs. Talk about that that article if you can, Perk, and what you see from the Dolphins defensive line. How is that possible that could be the unit that helps this team out?
Well, here it is. I've got the Dolphins as a 9-win team right now. It's probably going to take 11 wins to get to the playoffs. That defensive front seven has some potential. You know, I would say Benito Jones at nose tackle is kind of the weak link right now. You got Zach Sealer and Kenneth Grant at your two D tackles. We know the edge rushers, right? Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson. Your inside backers are a good crew with Terrell Dodson and Jordan Brooks being backed up by Willie Gay Jr., who I believe Omar named. What was he, your breakout player of camp, Omar?
Let me see.
And KJ Britt.
Yeah, biggest surprise.
Backup
biggest
inside. But I think that front seven, you can control games, change games, maybe even win games with that front seven. At those four pass rushers, Zach Sealer, Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, if they stay healthy, if Chop progresses, and if Zach Sealer can continue to produce next to Kenneth Grant the way he did next to Christian Wilkins and Calais Campbell, you've got a winner there with that front seven. You can scare some of these quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I don't know if you can beat them with your front seven because that secondary needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But I think that's potentially a game-changing front seven. You really have a lot of talent there. I like Austin Clark there, the D-line coach. I really like Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator. I think you could do some really special things with that. It can be a difference-making front seven, I think.
Now, let me ask you this. How much do you think that was because you were evaluating them going against an offensive line that was really practicing without James Daniel, practicing without Austin Jackson? Are you sure you were confident in what you were looking at?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, look, we've seen what these guys can do against good NFL competition. We know what Zach Sealer can do.
Yeah.
We saw what Chop did those last eight games. Chubb, Phillips, Dodson, Jordan Brooks. Like, these guys are they are established. Now, look, there's only one Pro Bowl among them, right? Bradley Chubb with the 11 sacks in 2023. But, you know, Zach with back-to-back 10-win seasons, if Jalen Phillips stays healthy, if Chubb stays healthy, if Chop continues to progress, that you've got a front seven that can produce against, you know, I don't know if they could beat out Philly's offensive line, but against most offensive lines, they can be productive. I have a lot of confidence in them. I'm excited about that front seven. If they can stay healthy, they could be a one-game, one-and-a-half-game difference. Can they be a two-game difference and take you from 9 to 11? Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Let me ask you this question, Perk. We know how the business works in the NFL, and the offseason is time to do business. Jonnu Smith making $4.1 million. He's the 30th highest-paid tight end in the NFL. Did not skip minicamp, cost himself $105,000. Do you think that the Dolphins should get to the table and redo that deal for a 30-year-old tight end?
I do for year one, for 2025, yes. What do you want to pay 31-year-old Jonnu Smith and 32-year-old Jonnu Smith? That's kind of the question. And especially when you might have to pay Jalen Phillips, when you might have to pay Devon Achane, how much do you want to break off for Jonnu? And you're going to have to pay 31-year-old Zach Sealer and 32-year-old Zach Sealer. 30-year-old Zach Sealer, which is this season, just like 30-year-old Jonnu, I don't have a big problem with that. But 31-year-old Jonnu and Zach, 32-year-old Jonnu and Zach, do you want to be breaking them off $10, $12 million a year? To me, that's probably the bigger concern.
Oh, that 10-12 is cheap for Zach. If based on what Zach has produced the last 2 years,
without Wilkins and Calais,
yeah,
or Calais, do we know that for sure? Is that cheap for him?
So you're saying that the people around him have made Zach Sealer? Is that what you're saying, Chris Perkins?
No, I'm saying that they have contributed to Zach Sealer. I like Zach. Zach is a productive player, but yes, he has had some ballers next to him, right? In his 10 sack season, he has had some ballers.
So you say he's a product of the talent? Are you saying he's a product of the talent around him, and Zach Sealer is not the reason that he's produced 20 sacks in the last 2 years?
I'm saying that's part of the reason. Yes, that is part. Look, Zach. I mean, when you have that kind of help around you, let's see what you can do without it. You know what I'm saying? Like what?
So you need to see him strip naked of all the talent around him, and then you'll pay him.
Look, everybody needs help, right? To a certain extent. I mean, Tyreek needs help. Tua needs help.
Yeah, how good would you be without David Ferones? I'm just saying.
Why are you going there, man? Why are you going there?
Yeah, man.
The Dave Ferones and Dave Hyde, you just can't. They carry you.
Okay, all right. I'll text Barry Jackson to see who's carrying who over at the Herald. I know Barry is on vacation up in Oregon. I'll text him right now.
He's still sleeping. We over here working at the Miami Herald. Barry's sleeping.
You might be right about that. I think Zach is a quality player, but again, at 31, 32 years old, kind of, you know, playing. Look, and
I think you're an ageist. I'm beginning to think you're an ageist. I know it's you had one knee replaced. You're trying to avoid the second knee replacement. But I think you're being a little bit too hard on these old players, man.
Hey man, I was talking to Jerron about that knee replacement when he was up there at OTAs. I told him that's the best thing I've ever done. You better get yours. That's right. I'm an ageist. I know what happens when you get over 30. So, look. I knew that 2 decades ago, quite honestly. in the NFL, you hit that age. And look, again, these things don't happen in a vacuum. But if Jalen Phillips gets off this year, he's on his fifth-year option. Devon Achane, you've got to get out ahead of that. So how much do you want to pay these guys? And here's the other thing, when I talk about they're on Plan B, and McDaniel has said they want to win with draftees and young players, mm-hmm. again, if that's your philosophy, how much do you want to pay 31 and 32-year-old Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer if your plan is to win with youth? So these things don't happen in a vacuum. For Jonnu and Zach, I have no problem with their 2025 salary when they turn 30 in, I think, August and September. What do I want to pay them when they're 31 and 32?
Yeah. We're here talking with Chris Perkins of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. So I in the Miami Herald, I put out my superlatives for the offseason program. I want to for you to weigh in. Who was your top performer of the offseason for the Miami Dolphins?
You know what? I saw you had Achan as yours. Waddle might have been mine. I'll apply the Zach Sealer, you know, the front seven thing. He wasn't going up against any all pros, you know. Derek Stingley Jr. was not out there defending Jalen Waddle. Jalen Ramsey was not out there defending Jalen Waddle. But I thought Waddle did a really good job, especially considering there was no Tyreek, there was no Jonnu. He was clearly a focal point. The defense should have known that coming in.
Yeah.
When they're doing the, you know, the passing drills, that who else is Tua going to go to, and he still torched them.
Yeah, so, but they're not game planning, so they weren't trying to take him away. Most improved player was who?
Wow, I think you went Jalen Wright, correct?
Yes, I did go Jalen Wright.
Boy, who would I give most improved to?
Don't be disrespectful to Liam Eichenberg now. Don't act like he didn't put Jordan Phillips on the ground.
I'm a Liam fan. I think the fans overreact to Liam. I think Liam was made a scapegoat. I think the guards were made scapegoats. I think the offensive line was scapegoated to a certain extent.
No, they just were bad, Perk. They were just bad.
They were bad, but look.
End the sentence right there. They were bad.
They were bad, but you should have been able to game plan around them.
Again, I don't know how you do that.
With a better backup quarterback, with a better offensive strategy, where your run game becomes you're such a predictable offense. And let me tell you this. Mike McDaniel said recently, the last time we talked to him on Thursday, I think it was, that our offense is too one-dimensional and mm-hmm. we've got to – dude, how did you not know this in December of 2022 when you're getting shut down by the Chargers and the 49ers? Yeah, when they went out west. I mean, to me, that was really the indicator of this is too much of a one-trick pony, this offense. And so for him to just now admit that, he should have known this years ago. And so this gets back to what I was just saying with the backup quarterback and the run game. They can help out that offensive line. But how did this not occur to you like 2 or 3 years ago? Again, this is kind of Mike, where he's a little too stubborn. He's a little too hard-headed. He wants to do it with speed, mm-hmm. big play pass game. And people were under that in 2023. So the offensive line thing, the offensive line doesn't have to bring down this offense when you have so much other talent around it. And I know Tua, I'm getting the ball out of breath, bro. I mean, I know that, but maybe your run game needs to take that same philosophy of our offensive line isn't that good, so we need to do something to carry them, like Tua does, getting rid of the ball quickly. It's part strategy, part game planning, and part bad planning, because I still don't know that they decided to invest in the offensive line, like we talked about in the press room last week.
Perk, appreciate the time as always. Great stuff today, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right. I'm don't make me text Barry, because I will. But
I ain't scared.
I'll do it right now, Hollywood. I'll tell you what he said. All right, fellas. I'll talk to y'all.
All right, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Make sure to check out his stuff. Always great work from Perk. I love when you two get after it, though, man. I sat back and let you guys let it rip, man. That's beautiful.
We fight all the time.
I know. I know you're like an old married couple. I love it.
It's good radio.
I love the way you guys go back and forth with each other. All right, we got a lot of texts coming in. If you do have any Dolphins-related stuff, you can text the show, and we'll get those relayed over to Omar, 305-567-0560. We will take a pause. More to come on QAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.